Hello, and welcome to the Atlanta Opera Podcast. My name is Gregory Louis Boyle, and I am the assistant director for the Atlanta Opera's presentation of Turandot. Join me as I share with you insight into this lush musical tapestry and complex story about courage, identity, and love's transformative powers. Here are five things you need to know about Turandot. Number 1. Turandot will open on April 25th, 2026, exactly 100 years to the day from its world premiere at Teatro alla Scala in Milan, Italy, 1926. Giacomo Puccini took 4 years to compose Turandot, and the opera was originally conducted by Arturo Toscanini on April 25th, 1926. Puccini did not live to see the piece premiered and did not live to finish composing the work. Because of this incomplete work, the opera has graced the stage for 100 years with various endings and has been riddled with troublesome interpretations. But more on that later. The Atlanta Opera, however, is thrilled to bring this production back to the Cobb Energy Center 100 years later to the day. Additionally, Turandot has a very personal connection to the city of Atlanta, the Atlanta Opera, and the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center. Turandot was the inaugural opera production in 2007 at the Cobb Energy Center as the Atlanta Opera moved in as the first resident company. Number 2. Turandot is one of the most popular operas in the world, beloved for its spectacle and music, including the iconic aria Nessun Dorme. Turandot is truly a grand and spectacular opera. Known for its large cast, the Atlanta Opera is proud to present this work with 10 principals, 50 chorus members, 11 children's chorus members, and 10 additional movement specialists, making this production home to over 80 artists bringing this story to life. Rehearsing with 80-plus artists takes a lot of coordination, utilizing a staging staff of over 10 people, including the production director, Tomer Zvulun, live action director, Ron Braun, several assistant directors, and various stage managers. Additionally, under the baton of the Atlanta Opera's principal conductor, Maestro Ivan Lopez Reynoso, 71 musicians in the orchestra will perform this vibrant and luscious score. Turandot also has one of the most notable and iconic arias in the opera lexicon, Nessun Dorme, which translates to No One Shall Sleep. Becoming globally popular thanks to performances by all three tenors, Luciano Pavarotti, Placido Domingo, and Jose Carreras. Luciano Pavarotti made this piece especially important during the 1990 FIFA World Cup. This aria is frequently used in TV, movies, commercials, and major events to evoke triumph and intensity. This aria also became one of the most legendary crossover performances in musical history when, during the 1998 Grammy Awards, Pavarotti had to cancel at the last minute, and soul and gospel artist Aretha Franklin adapted the aria to her own style while delivering the power and emotion the piece demands. Her performance received a standing ovation and is considered one of the greatest moments in Grammy history. Number 3. This new production avoids the stereotypical depictions of Turandot, of Orientalism and chinoiserie. Typically presented through the lens of a Chinese fairy tale, many productions fall trapped to the harmful stereotypes or caricatures of some cultures. This new production aims to sharpen our focus on the dynamics of power, violence, and agency. Inspiration is drawn from the grand game of chess, an ancient battlefield structured by hierarchy and sacrifice. Turandot moves through the society as a queen on the board, capricious, devastating, unpredictable in her reach. The Mandarin, channeling the horse, a messenger traveling strange paths and bringing word of each challenge. Ping, Pang, and Pong become bishops, weaving obliquely through the diagonals of ritual and bureaucracy. The wise men embody the steadfast rooks, guardians of order in a volatile world. Meanwhile, the chorus is cast as pawns, always moving forward, their faces blurred by masks, a population choosing anonymity for survival. This production asks us to consider the limits of authority, the unpredictable consequences of unleashed powers, and the profound terror, both personal and political, when those closest to us turn away from compassion. From a visual perspective, this production is rooted in the period in which the opera was composed. The set design will reference Bauhaus, Mondrian aesthetics, and other visual arts that were evolving at the time of the composition. The set will be simple puzzle-like units. The three riddles of Turandot are in this way represented symbolically in the set. The world we are creating will feel like stepping into an imaginary game room, where the entire space is a massive puzzle or Rubik's Cube. Turandot is a gruesome fairy tale, and the set will feel like a fantasy world where powerful and terrifying allegorical messages can be conveyed through music and symbolic visual imagery. Number 4. The New York Times asked the question, is it possible to solve the ending of Puccini's Turandot? And the Atlanta Opera is here to present a solution. Turandot has a history of various endings to the opera. Puccini died before ever completing the work, and it has left the ending of the opera open to interpretation over the years. When the piece premiered at La Scala, Maestro Arturo Toscanini famously stopped the orchestra after Liu's death, turned to the audience and said, "Here the maestro laid down his pen." This version is rarely performed today, as it leaves the story unresolved, and there is no transformation or character arc for Turandot. The traditional ending was composed by Franco Alfano. He wrote a love duet between Kalaf and Turandot that is often criticized as not upholding the quality of music that Puccini has written. The music provides a sudden emotional change for Turandot and leaves the piece with a triumphant love conquers all tone. Other modern-day composers, like Berio, have also tried to compose alternative endings, but are rarely used because they lack the emotional depth and the musical stylings that are true to Puccini. The Atlanta Opera is here to provide a new, fresh, and possibly controversial ending to this work. In collaboration with production director Tomas Vulun, principal conductor Ivan Lopez Reynoso, and scenic designer Erhard Rahm, this production removes all of the music composed by Franco Alfano and rearranges the original music written by Puccini. In Act 2, Turandot's aria In Questa Reggia typically comes at a challenging moment in the opera that slows down the action and gives the audience momentary pause before the three riddles begin. This production removes the aria from Act 2 to keep the action and tension moving forward as Kalaf is brought forward to solve Turandot's puzzle. In Act 3, immediately after Liu's death, Zvulun has chosen to insert Turandot's aria In Questa Reggia, bringing a new color and emotional journey to this aria. Turandot has a moment to reflect on the sacrifice of Liu, reflect on her past, her history that has forced her to become the tyrannical queen. Through the acknowledgement of Liu's sacrifice, Turandot is able to make a strong choice to love Kalaf, and she chooses to bring peace to her people. Number 5. The Atlanta Opera's new production finds a very special home in Turandot by bringing local talent to the great stage at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center. In keeping with the Atlanta Opera's mission of breaking the boundaries of opera, This production is building a new, unlikely partnership with breakdancers, stunt performers, and movement specialists. It is not unusual to see a ballet or modern dancers in an opera production, but the choice to include local breakdancers is a collaboration between Tomer Zvulun and live action coordinator Ron Braun. The art of breakdancing is rooted in battle. Breakdancing battles are a performance of strength, creativity, and challenging other dancers. This idea of battle fits perfectly into the world of Turandot and brings a new level of heightened danger to the stage never before seen in opera. Additionally, stunt performers and movement specialists add more violence and more danger to the world of Turandot. Ron Braun and all of our movers and shakers spent 10 days before the principal rehearsals even began to create this world of violence through dance battles. It brings a unique partnership of incredible local talent to the stage and heightens the music of Puccini. Their movements are sure to challenge your way of viewing dance and action in opera. This is a production you don't want to miss. Now you have some insight into our upcoming production of Turandot, presented by the Atlanta Opera at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center. We are beyond excited to share with you this incredible drama that combines romance, riddles, and the power of sacrifice. Thank you for joining me on the Atlanta Opera Podcast. If you enjoyed our 5 things to know about Turandot, please rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you find our podcasts. It is a great way for more people like you to find out about our content. And don't forget to subscribe for more great episodes about all our upcoming productions this season.